Okay, Rabosa, I want to dig a little deeper into our discussion of Meleches Borer. And the easy part is going to be looking at the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. That's easy. And then analyzing the Rambam is going to be much more challenging. Okay? And that's going to be our main objective for today. So let's just take a look. The Gemara told us, Tana Rabbanan Hayu Lefanav Mine Ochlin. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi makes the point that there was a girsa of Shnei Mine Ochlin. And Rashi does not have that girsa. He has the girsa of Mine Ochlin. And our Gemaras, the Shas Bavli that we have, always will parrot the girsa of Rashi. That's always the case. So our Gemara, there might have been a Shnei Mine Ochlin girsa, but since Rashi's girsa is Mine Ochlin, so that's what our Gemara says. And Tosis writes on the side, Hoy lefanav, Shnei Mine Ochlin. You have Shnei Mine Ochlin, Garcina, Vechem Pirush Abeinu Chananel. Deba Ochel, Mitoch Ochel, Shayach Breira. Sheborer also She'eno Chofetz Lechol, Betoch Osa Sherotze Lechol, De Osa She'eno Chofetz Bo, Choshib Sholes, Lagabe Osa She'chofetz Lechol, Vechem Masvi Yishami, Degoras Haborer Ochlim, Mitoch Ochlim, etc. So Tosis' girsa is Shnei Mine Ochlim. The hook! Sit. So Rashi's, so Tosis' girsa is Shnei Mine Ochlim. Rashi's girsa is Mine Ochlim. And from the presentation of Tosis, and from the presentation of the Ritva, which I gave you as well, I think I'm all by myself over here, Rebbe, so I don't know if we... Yikes! And the Ritva, also makes the point over here. Says the Ritva and Daf Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, sorry, that Rashi is not Goreh Shnei Mini Ochlim, Dehocha Beborer Ochel Mito Psoles, who could use Lakamam, Velo Beborer Ochel Mito Ochel. So what emerges in at least the presentation of Tosfos Rabbeinu Chananeh and the Ritva, is what would Rashi's position be in a case of Borer Ochel Mitoch Ochel? What? According to Rashi, Ochel Mitoch Ochel is Mutter. And according to Tosfos, according to the Balei Tosfos, Ochel Mitoch Ochel, what's the din? Is us. And that item that you want is considered to be the Ochel, and that which you don't want is considered to be Psoas. Okay, Rabos, I'm going to ask you a very easy, babyish question. Now, none of you are probably going to, well, I hope you'll understand what I'm asking. And I'd like you to give me a simple answer, okay? Because this is what the shir is all about, what we're about to do right now. Rabosai, could someone be masbir for me the machlokes between Rashi and Tosis? Now, when I say masbir, do you know what I mean by masbir? No. I'm not looking for a restatement of what I just said. I'm asking you to try and understand what is the conceptual underpinning of each shita. What's the vision of Tosfos? What's the vision of Rashi? Yes, Yitzi won. That is correct. It's correct. I think we can just now, all we need to do is just refine the language. But he's correct. The idea is correct. Just want to refine the language. No. That's the exact same thing that he said. And I'm looking for a little more sophisticated language. I'm not. When I say sophisticated language, I'm not just saying say it again in different words. I want you to say it in a way that is going to make it a little more abstract and conceptual. When I say what I mean, you'll understand what I mean. But you might not understand what I'm looking for right now. Binyamin?
I think the underlying question here is, can Zoas be subjective to the person?
Oh, that's exactly what I was saying. Wow, a natural. According to Rashi, Psoas is objective. Objective. There's Ochel, which is good, and then there is something objective called Psoas. And that is something that's bad, that's waste, that you don't. It comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says the concept of Ochel and Psoas are subjective concepts. And that something can be an ochel, but still be classified halachically as a psoas. And if I don't want it right now, then I'll pidin it's a psoas. You see that what you were saying? What? It is what you were saying. But the subjective-objective language is the language that's going to bring us to the core idea. No, do you understand how that language is helpful? Okay, that's really what Lomdus is to take a machlokes aryeh alter, let's go, and to go ahead and understand the conceptual idea. Understand? Good? Okay. Now, the rest of the shir, I'm going to work on the Rambam. Okay, if you don't have a Rambam in front of you, this is a worthless exercise. If you have a Rambam in front of you, we have a shot. The goal here is to try and understand the shita of the Rambam. And while we're at it, we'll ask some questions. Is the Rambam learning like Tosfos? Is he learning like Rashi? Or is he a separate shita? And if he is a separate shita, which he will be, then what exactly is this shita? So we're opening up the Rambam's Perekhes, Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Again, guys, Meir, is there a Rambam near you? What? So,
Get
a Rambam. I don't know. I don't think you'll find a Rambam there, actually. Maybe in the side base over here, it probably was. Okay, Ravosa, let's go. Says the Rambam, Halacha Yud Beis. Haborer ochel mitok psoles. Oh, shahoyu lefanav shnei mine ochlin. Ubirer min mimen acher, benofe ukvara chayav, beknon otam chui potter, vimbirer biyodo lechola alter, is mutter. So Rabosai, step number one. If I were to ask you, is the Rambam in the camp of Tosfos or Rashi? What's your answer? Right now, is he in the camp of Rashi or Tosfos? He's in the camp of Tosfos. Why do I know that he's in the camp of Tosfos? Because it says you can be violent in the Yisr Bo with Shnei Minei Ochlim. Which, according to Rashi, there is no Yisr B'Shnei Minei Ochlim. According to Tosfos, there is an Yisr Borer B'Shnei Minei Ochlim. Rav Gachanei, come on. Okay, so he's certainly more in the camp of Tosfos than Rashi. But let's continue. And again, if I had a board over here, I would write this up on the board. But I'm going to...
I can do it for you.
No, you cannot do it for me. You will not. I really need 3D. I need for these guys. Okay, Rabosai, what we haven't done the first halacha. Again, let's just go over it again. I'm going to do this slow because I want you to get it down. What is the din of the first halacha? What are we doing? We're selecting what? We're selecting Ochel Mipsoles. We're taking Ochel Mipsoles. That's din number one. Stop. We're being Borer Ochel Mipsoles. That's din number one. And then din number two is Ochel Mi Ochel. And in these two halachos, there's going to be a chiyuv. Doraisa if you use nafa v'kvara, derabanan if you use knon v'tama. Good? Okay. Next halacha. Then the Rambam continues. Haborer psoles mitoch ochel. Oh. So din number three, psoles mi ochel. Afilu biyado is chayv. So Rabosai, right off the bat, what are you seeing over here? What's more chamor? Psoles mi ochel or ochel mi psoles? Psoles mi ochel is more chamer, right? Even if you do it, psoles mi ochel. Afilu biyado achas is chayv. Okay. Din number four. I'm skipping the case of turmesin. Haborer ochel mitok psoles biyado lehanicho afilu lebo bayom. So we're back to Ochel Mipsoles. What does it say? Ochel Mipsoles. If you take Ochel Mipsoles, biyado, lehanicho afilu lebo bayom, nase keborer laotzar v'chayev. So if you take Ochel Mipsoles, lebo bayom, it's keotzar v'chayev. Otzar is for storage. And your chayv. Okay. And now, din number five. And we're going to review this and get it all down. Hoyul fanash name in the ochlin. Mi'uravin. Borer echad me echad umaniach lecho miyad. So, if it's ochel, me ochel. And you're taking them one from the other, lecho miyad. Is mutter. One second. I'm just trying to get this all straight. Taking one for the other to eat now is mutter. Vimbirer. I'll go over it. Vimbirer viniach la'achar zman afil bo bayom kon shibirer shakas lecho bein arbayim is chayv. And if you do ochel, me ochel. Lebo bayom, arvis, shachris to arvis, ischav. Okay. I'm going to go over this again, and I'm doing this out loud. I need a board, and I don't have a real board, but okay. Did. Okay. So once again, Rabosai, once again, I'm doing chazar. If you take ochel mipsoles or shnei mine ochlin, ochel mipsoles or shnei mine ochlin, is there any heter in this case? What's the heter? Ochel mipsoles or ochel me ochel, what's going to be your heter? In birer biyado, la'alter, that's going to be mutter. Birer biyado la'alter is mutter. So this will be mutter if biyad la'alter. Okay. I mean, you have all three. You took the ochel, biyad, miyad is mutter. But if you do it with a kli, nafe ukvara, then you are chayv. Okay? Then we have psolas mi ochel. What did we say over there? Habar psolas mi toch ochel. Afil biyado is chayav. Even by hand is chayav. Then we have what? Ochel mi psolas labo bayom is kaotzer v'chayav. Ochel me ochel lecho miyad is mutter. Labo bayom arvis shachus to arvis is chayav. Okay, is your head spinning? No,
yeah.
Good.
No.
No, it's good. Okay, now. I'm going to ask a question. Again, I'm doing still one more chazar for my own brain. I'm going to now ask randomly. If you take psolas mitoch ochel for immediate use, what's the din? Chayv, excellent. If you take ochel mitoch psolas lebo bayom for later on that day, what's the din? Chayv, good. If you take shnei mine ochlin lecho miyad, what's the din? Mutter. La'achar zman, what's the din? Ochel mitoch ochel is chav. Okay, yafe.
Ochel mitoch psolas have the same status too.
Slow down. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What would be the din in the following case? Think this through with me out loud. You have peas and you have carrots mixed. You love peas and you love carrots. What you don't love is peas and carrots. So you separate them, after which you will eat them both. Now be careful. Be careful. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? I'll give you an alternative. Silverware. Not silverware. Your little, I don't know, you, kid thought it would be a great idea to take a can of carrots and a can of peas and put it together to have peas and carrots. You don't like peas and carrots. So what you do is you re-separate the peas into the peas and the carrots into the carrots and you put it in the fridge. Let's go with that one first. You separate two minim of ochel with an intention of eating none of them. What's the din? You want neither of them. What's the din? I'm going to start according to Tosfos. Yes. When you say pater, do you mean mutter? Okay. Just answer me why. Don't just give me the answer why. Why? I agree with you. Why? According to Tosis, for shnei mine ochlim to be usser, you have to convert one of them into a subjective psalus. But if either you want them both, just want them separately, but you want them both. Or you want neither of them. Says Tosfos, do you have an objective ochel psolas? They're both either ochel or they're both either psolas, but there's not an ochel and a psolas. And therefore, says Tosfos, that'll be mutter. That'll be mutter. Yitzi Gekovic asked me the following question. Let's say it's a Shabbos morning and you had a bowl of cereal and you left on the bottom of the bowl some milk and some residue of soggy cereal. And what you choose to do is you pour the milk into the sink and then you'll dump the soggy cereal into the garbage. Is that an Isser Borer? According to Tosfos. Why not? You're separating the milk from the soggy cereal. This one you're disposing in the sink, this one you're disposing in the garbage. What's the halacha according to Tosfos? It'll be mutter. Why it'll be mutter? Because they're both psoas. And according to Tosfos, you need to create an ochel psoas scenario. Now, I'll give you another example which you won't understand. But this is for a gap machine. In 2 years from now, or two years, we're going to have a Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael. It's very exciting. When you have a Shemitah year, you're not allowed to throw out Shemitah with the rest of the garbage. Because Shemitah payros have Kedusha. So you're going to have something called a Pach Shemitah. And you might have on your plate some Shvius food and some regular food. You're going to have to dump them in the garbage, but in separate garbages. Is there an Isser Borer of dumping this in that garbage and that in that garbage? So again, according to Tosfos, what we're saying is Psolas mi Psolas is not Borer. Nor is Ocha mi Ocha, where you are going to eat them both. What would you say is the Rambam's position? Does the Rambam treat anywhere? Does he mention anything about a subjective idea of psolas? What does he say? And what doesn't he say? Again, he refers to if you have shnei minei ochlim. So in the first halacha, he says, if you use the kli, you're going to be chayev. In the last halacha, he says, shnei minei ochlim meuravim borer echad me echad umaniach lecho miyad. You can eat them right away. Vimbir viniach leachar zman afil bo bayom kenek kegon. Shabirer b'shachas lechol ben abayim chayv. What does he say if you want to keep them, just use them for later? You want to separate the peas and carrots. What does he indicate? If there's no... Does he speak about a subjective psolas?
No.
So why is it usher? What would be the din? What would be the din if you take your peas and carrots, separate them, and put them in the fridge? According to the Rambam Shita, what's the din? Do you see that in the language? You see it in the language? You're chayv. So what does that tell you about the vision of the Rambam? You see, according to Tosfos, there's one halacha of borer. Psoles from ochel. What's the chiddush of Tosfos, though? Is that you can have subjective psoles in ochel. According to the Rambam, I believe there are two dinim in borer. This is very important. One din of borer is separating psolas and ochel. And that requires what we are describing as objective ochel and psolas, like Rashi. What is the nature of the isser of separating peas and carrots and putting it in the fridge. How would you define and characterize the nature that is? Is it about, is it a good, that's a good word. I like that, Yonah. The hook. Is it about, how would you, English, what would you say is the Isser of Ochel Me Ochel according to the Rambam? What?
Storing.
Yeah, same letters. Same letters, different word. Sorting! The Rambam says that there's a second tranche to the Isser Boreh, and that's called sorting. So when you take peas and carrots and you separate them out for later use, they're both ochel, they're both psoles, but what are you over? Boreh. Why? Because Shnei Mine Ochlin is an Isser of sort. Which would mean that, yeah. What about you have in your hands, let's talk about this. You have in your hands forks and spoons and knives all jumbled up. You just washed the dishes, they're in the drain board. And now you want to put the forks in the fork spot, the knives in the knife spot, and the spoons in the spoon spot. According to Tysus, what's the din? According to Tysus, what's the din? It should be okay. Why? Why should it be okay? Because you need a relative Ochel Psoles. There is no relative Ochel Psoles. Either all Psoles or all Ochel. There's no relative Ochel Psoles. However, hold on. Good. Hold on. But let's go. According to the Rambam, what's the din for sure? According to the Rambam, what's the din? Yechai. Why? Because the Rambam is introducing us to an idea of sorting. Now, Nate does say, what do you say?
If you're like company bad, like you take out the short, if you want all the forks first.
Yeah, if you want all the forks first, maybe. But if you just, you know, just picking up and putting wherever it comes out, okay. Now, this, yes? Mayor, I need you to speak louder.
This Raman isn't adding.
Really?
Yeah, it's just saying hello, that we already know. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It's just saying please you are on you, which we already know.
Well, I don't know if you, I mean, maybe you already know that, but I, go ahead.
If you're saving it for a later time, which you already know.
How do we know that? How do we know that? We know there are five separate independent shittas in the Gemara.
Right.
The Rambam is now putting some of those shittas together.
So the Rambam is what we know,
The Rambam is telling you now of those five shittas how we pass them. Now, let's just go one step deeper. Let me just throw an idea at you. According to Tosis, peas and carrots, chulent and beans. You want the meat, you don't want the beans. You push the beans to the side, and now you eat the meat. According to Tosis, what's the halacha? You're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because beans is your psoles, you took the psoles away from the och. According to the Rambam, chulent and beans, you don't like the beans, you like the meat. You pull away the beans, and you take the meat. And you eat the meat. What's the din? Show me that in the Rambam. Show me that in the Rambam. Show me that in the Rambam. Show me what? Habore, what? Is this Psoles Minahokel? That's right, it's not Ptolemy's Malacha. You are brainwashed. You're brainwashed. You're brainwashed by Tosfos. It's beans and meat. If it's beans and meat, beans are food. Meat is food. So it's a case of shnei mine ochel. According to Tosfos, if you take away the beans that you don't want, you took away what? Psolus from ochel. Because according to Tosfos, there's no such thing as shnei mine ochlin. Just, there's the ochel that you want, there's ochel that you don't want. The ochel you don't want is called psolus. And that's psolus now. But according to the Rambam, let's say you have beans and cholent, you get rid of the beans, you eat the cholent. What's the din? It's mutter. Show me that in the Rambam. I agree with you. Show me that in the Rambam. Hayil afan of shnei minei ochlim uravim, borer echad me'acher, u'me'niach lecho miyad. You can eat it right away. Does the Rambam make a distinction which one you take? Does he make a distinction which one you put aside? No, he does not. Why doesn't he? Because according to him, what is the issue of shnei minei ochel? What's it called? It's called sorting. But if you're eating it right away, I understand. But once you're eating it right away, I understand what you're asking. You're asking fair, but we'll answer fair as well. Slow. So the Olam is asking. What are you asking? Ask.
By putting the beans aside, that is making it absurd because you're not eating it.
No, you're still brainwashed. You're still brainwashed.
I don't understand how you can say this.
You're so brainwashed.
I don't understand how you can say this. I'm full.
Huh? Let me ask you. Do you like beans?
No.
Do you make a brach on it?
Eat them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Because it's food. According to the Rambam, we're saying, in order for it to be psoles, you know what it has to be? It has to be waste. This is not waste. You don't like it. Good. So it's shnei mini ochlim. What does he say when it comes to shnei mini ochlim? Separate. You're allowed to separate them if you're going to do what? If you're going to eat them right away. Just a second. Now, I want to show you something. Again, this is like grinding work in the Rambam. This is what you got to do. Avikom. You know, you're being so quiet. I must imagine you are somewhere else.
I'm not.
We need to listen. Someone's got to do a mitzvah hashava saveda. It's lost soul. Just a second. Okay, Rabosai, I just want to push this a little bit further. Stay with me. Could someone define for me what and when is there a heter of la'alter? When does the Rambam, and what is it? What is the heter of la'alter? I'm asking you to look inside.
Open the book to us, the punishment you know, open, and in his hand.
If you have ochel and psolus, and you take the ochel, biyad, what is necessary to give you a heter? What? La'alter. The Rambam's lashon is vimbirer biyado lecho la'alter mutter. Okay. Hayo fana shnei minei ochlim, mi'uravim, borer echa echad me'echor u'meiniach lecho miyad. If you separate them from each other, I don't care which one you take, to eat miyad is mutter. And then he says, v'imbirer v'hiniach la'achar zman afilu lebovayon kigon shebirer shachris lecho ben arbayim chayv. You see a lot of words over there? What did the Rambam say? If you take ochel me ochel and you do it in the morning for Bein HaArbayim, your chayv. How much time is between morning and Bein HaArbayim? What? That's hours. What if you wait an hour and a half, 2 hours? What would you say? Is that la'alter?
No.
If you're taking ochel mipsoles, in order for that to be mutter, what do you need? You need la'alter. Why do you need la'alter in la'alter immediate in a case of ochel mitopsoles? Because what's your heter going to be? What's your heter? What's your heter? Your heter is your heter is, it has to be derech achila. What is derech achila? Biyad ochel miyad, for immediate consumption. That's called derech achila. And if it's not derech achila, it's usur, because ochel and psolas is what? What's the word? The O word. It's objectively shneimin. It's not a matter of sorting. It's a tikkun ha'ochel. It's not sorting. It's a different malach. It's the iser of tikkun ochel. And the only heter for a tikkun ha'ochel is shas achila. And what's shas achila? La'alter mamsh. Alter mamsh. However, Yitzhak, okay, I'll come to you in a second. However, if you're talking about ochel me ochel, so what's the nature of the yitzer?
Sorting.
When is sorting going to be usher? Think about it. Think logically. What's the key word? No, it's not the key word. Oh, that's the key word. The key word is sorting demands la'otzar. La'otzar, you're putting it away. You're storing it. And that, when does something become la'otzar? Is it an hour or two? I'm going to put it away for an hour or two? No, that's not called la'otzar. La'otzar means has a degree of longer term. That is, says the Rambam, defines from shachris to are buying 6 hours, like, that's called storage. How many of you guys make your beds every single day? Why? How many make your beds every single day? Why don't you make your bed every single day? Because you say to yourself, what's the point? I'm going to go ahead and sleep in it again a couple of hours, so what's the point? What's the point? That's the lumdus of sorting. At some point, when you sorting is not meaningful, if you're going to be using it shortly, but if you're going to be like putting it away for some kind of enduring period of time, then already that's considered to be a maitzah chashev. So what we are suggesting, just to recap, Yitzhak, first I'll take your question, I'll recap. If you like one versus the other.
You like both, but you like one more than the other. And Korintos is the one you like less is solas.
If I think the answer is, if you're going to eat them both, then they're both ochel. You might prefer one over the other, but you still... Right, but if there is one that you're not going to eat, it's ochel, but you're not going to eat it. You're in the mood for dark meat right now, not white meat. So you're separating out the dark meat and leaving the white meat. Now the white meat is your soul. Okay. So I both say yes.
So basically, otzer and sorting are one and the same.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And also, this Tosfos hold that you have to, in order to separate okel, mina okel, and then eat it miyad, you have to eat both of them, or just one of the.
I think once you're eating only one of them,
then the other
one's psalms. Correct.
I mean, according to Rambam.
Yeah.
According to Rambam, you can eat whichever one you want.
And you don't have to eat the other one?
No, you don't have to eat the other one.
Then
he doesn't have subjective psalms. The Rambam doesn't subscribe to subjective psalms. What he does subscribe to is an Isser Borer, which is Tikkun Ochel, curing the Ochel of the psalms. And then he has an issur called ochel me ochel, which we're defining as an issur sorting.
Even though the issurim have different meaning for ochel me psoles, with storage or with just ochel me psoles, is there any nafkamina between ochel me ochel and ochel me psoles?
Yes, we just said a lot of nafkamins.
What's
nafkamina number one is the time of la'alter. Ochel mi psoles mi ochel needs an immediate la'alter, whereas the ochel me ochel is a more loose la'alter. Another nafkamina is whether you can take the one you don't want. Children, beans, can you put away the beans? According to Rambam, you can, because that's not called, there's no objective psoles. And if you're eating one, it's not called sorting.
And if you do that with the ochel me psoles, that would be psoles and ochel.
That's correct. That's correct. Exactly. Yeah.
So now can we say the Machlokes Tosfos and Rashi is dealing with whether they're both sorting or not?
No, I think Rashi and Tosfos both, at least for what we have on the page, don't deal with sorting. They're not. You know, they hold Borer is Tikkun HaOchel. That's what Borer is, separating psoles from ochel. But Rashi says there's no such thing as subjective psoles, and Tosfos is Machade subjective psoles. The Rambam, who at first blush, oh yeah, he's like Tosfos, Shnei Mini Ochel, there's Nisar Borer. But we're saying, no, it's much more complicated than that. There's two dinim in the Rambam. There's a din in the Rambam of Psoles Mina Ochel, Ochel Mina Psoles. That's a Tikkun HaOchel type of halacha. And there's another halacha of Shnei Mini Ochlim, which is a sorting halacha, which is going to have a lot of ramifications, especially in your cases of silverware and the like. The Rambam, Rashi and Tosfos don't have sorting. Rashi says there is no, again, we're learning in Rashi, the way the Ritva learns Rashi, Tosfos learns Rashi, is that there's no Isser of Borer in Shnei Mine Ochlim. So therefore, it's only, no Isser, right, no Isser. Bias says what? Yeah, but that's there's a psoles and an ochel. You said storing.
What?
You said storing, but the Gemara doesn't say storing.
No,
it's
a rocky hole that you separate
psoles from ochel. Could be, we don't, I mean, all I'm saying is that from what we know, the way Tosfos understands Rashi, and the way the Ritva understands Rashi, is only an Isser of Psoles and Ochel, not two Ochels. So, and that's leading me to say maybe there's no Isser sorting according to Rashi. You could, we have to see more evidence. One more comment, and then Rabos, I just want to tell you where we're going tomorrow. Notice, the Gemara says, Ha'ilofanav, according to Rashi, Mine Ochel. So how many, according to Rashi, how many things do we need? How many things do we need in front of us? Two things, And the way we're suggesting is, one of which is Ochel, and one of which is Psoas. According to Tosfos, what do you need to have in front of you minimally? Two things. But even Shnei Minei Ochel. According to the Rambam, either Ochel Psoas or Shnei Minei Ochel. But you need Shnei Minei Ochel. Question is as follows. How do we define Mine? For example, you have a pile of oranges and tangerines. Is that you have white bread and wheat, whole wheat bread? How do you define Shnei Mini Ochlim? And is there any svara to say maybe even if it's only one min? Soup spoons and teaspoons. So Mirtz Hashem, we will delve into that definition tomorrow. Have an excellent day.
Very good.
Oh, thank you very much. Coming from the hook, that